Welcome to episode 54 of the Speak On It podcast featuring your boy T-Lip. You dig what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? Hey, what up, though? What's happening, man? Hey, first in-season tournament championship, man. Y'all already know who it goes to. Come on, now. Y'all know who it goes to. LeBron James. You know they're going to try to find a way to hate on Bron. That's just what they do, man. That's where they feel comfortable at. That's just what it is. Hey, if you tuned into that game last night, it was a great game. If for the fans and for the people, you know, for the people that don't know, that game do not count versus the in the 82 game. So the Lakers and the Pacers would have played 83 games this season. And I know this is not talked about. I think this should be the addition to the in-season tournament championship. I think the team that wins the in-season tournament championship, I think they should be given half of a win, 0.5 of a win. So let's just say, let me just give you a scenario. Let's just say you are the fourth seed and you won a, you're the fourth seed at the end of the season and you won the in-season championship. And let's just say you tied with like the three seed. You tied with like when the game's back, y'all both like four games back. Four games back. I think you should be given that 0.5, which would make you 3.5 games back and put them at four and put you in a three seed. Or let's just say it's a three-team tie. Let's say we got three teams that's tied at, you know, six games. They both six games back and they got the same record. I think if you won the in-season tournament, you should now be at 5.5 games back because you won the in-season tournament championship. And you should be rewarded with 0.5 of a championship, which will put you in front of those two teams that you're tied with six games with. So I think that should happen. Obviously, it's not towards the team records, but y'all seen what I seen last night. I'm sure we watched the same game. We seen the same thing. So I think that would be a great addition to the in-season tournament. I love the in-season tournament championship. Just the whole thing about it, I love it. The courts was a little funky, you know, some of the jerseys was a little funky, but the competition, just the whole going to Vegas thing, the spotlight on it. Like I had to really wait till it finished to see how it went. Because when it was happening at first, I'm like, man, I don't know how it's gonna go. They got this point differential. I don't know how they're gonna do this. Is it gonna be home teams, away team, who gonna get, you know, how they going to switch the court out in between games, but they just kept the same court. So it was a bunch of things that wasn't answered, but now it's answered because the in-season tournament is over. I love the addition. Adam Silver, he definitely hit a home run with that one. He hit a home run with that one, as I previously spoke on my previous episode regarding his addition for the play-in tournament and the in-season tournament. Both of those are exquisite. Great for the NBA. Great for the viewers, great for the TV deals. It's very marketable. And shit, I mean, y'all playing anyway. On Christmas, they get up to play. On Christmas, them guys play. So what's the problem with playing a one-game elimination type thing? I think it's the same, honestly. But without further ado, man, we're going to jump into this game, man. Obviously, if y'all tune into the game, the Lakers won 123-109. Let me just kind of run down the stats a little bit. Then I'll break down what I seen from my own eyes. The Lakers came out, was a plus five in the first quarter. Scored 34 points in, versus the Pacers, 29 points. Then they tied in the second quarter, both scored 31 points. The Lakers won the third quarter, won the third quarter, 25-22. So they went up. They was up by eight at the beginning of the fourth quarter. And then they won the fourth quarter by 33-27. The Lakers actually went on three big runs. They went on a 20-10 run in the first quarter. They went on a 12-5 run in the second quarter. And they went on a 23-10 run for the majority of the fourth quarter. Three big runs. And that means defensive stops was being made and getting out in transition and winning the half-court offenses was won by the Lakers. Great game by the Lakers. Great rotations. I'm starting to like Darvin Ham's rotations now. It's going to get a little spooky when Gabe Vincent get back, but I think it'll be good because we can kind of give Gabe Vincent a little bit of Taurean Prince's minutes in like the second, you know, second quarter and like the some of the third quarter. I think he'll be a great addition. I think he'll be great for when D'Lo is on the court and D'Lo and Gabe is in the 1 and 2 guard. And when Reeves and Gabe, I think both of those guys on the court at the same time would be good too, because Gabe is a defensive minded guy that can score points too. He can shoot the three, coming off screen, step back, create his own shots. So, but I want to see him find his way within his offense because we rolling right now. So he has to come back and play really well, which I think he will. Hopefully, you know, they say he'd be back within like, I seen a couple days ago, they said 10 to 14 days. So I'm sure he'd probably be back within like 5 games, but I'm excited to see, you know, his addition to the team because the 4 games he played in at the beginning of the season was not it at all. But the Lakers shot 53% from the field, 47 for 88, while holding the Pacers to 36%. 35 makes out of 40 out of 95 attempts. So the Lakers made 12 more shots and 7 less attempts than the Pacers. Greatness. Pacers shot 10 three-pointers. They was held to 24% from the three. The Pacers are, I remind y'all, the Pacers is leading the NBA in pace of play and in points scored on offense. And I think the most bench points as well. They average 129 points. That leads the league in points. We just held them to 109 points. 109 points. Only 49 points in the second half. Only 49 points. Just imagine that. Yeah, the Pacers hit 10 three-pointers. Lakers won this game by double digits while only shooting 15% from the three-point line. The Lakers were 2 for 13 from the three-point line. And the two threes that they hit, I think they both came in the fourth quarter. Taurean Prince, they hit a three-pointer late in the game. And Cam Reddish hit one when they were, what was the score? I think it was 99-102. And Cam Reddish hit a three, if I'm not mistaken, to make it 105-99. Cam Reddish hit a corner three. He knocked down that three. Great shot by him. Lakers had 18 turnovers. I think 3 of them came at the end of the game when they were just running the clock out, giving the ball back. They didn't want to shoot the ball and do no attempts like that. So, really 15. Not tripping about that. They won the one on the boards, plus 23. They had 55 rebounds to the Pacers, 32. Assists was 27-25, Pacers. AD of the Lakers led in blocks, 10-7. Like, and this was a big thing. We know the Lakers like to score in the paint, but they damn near doubled the points in the paint. Lakers had 86 points in the paint to the Pacers, 44. We love that. It was a bunch. This game was called a little spooky, though. It was a lot of fouls called. A lot of ticky-tack fouls, moving screens, offensive. Like, it was a bunch of bullshit going on with the refs. The refs was on trash a little bit. I don't know if they were trying to keep the game close. But it was a bunch of bad calls, I consider. I mean, the Pacers had 33 fouls, and the Lakers had 25. Like, the Lakers are the less foul team in the NBA. So, it's kind of got a little spooky right there with that. But if you watch this game, you watch dominance. You watch dominance. You watch Vando. You watched Cam Reddish. You watched Taurean Prince. You watch Christie at times make some plays on defense. And you watch Reeves go crazy off the bench. Reeves had 22 points in the first half. He came off in the first half was going crazy. He ended the game with 28 points with 28 minutes. 9 for 15 from the field. He hit no threes. He was 0 for 3 from 3, but still somehow managing 28 points on 15 attempts and 9 makes. Plus 10 from the field. Man, Cam Reddish is the unsung hero of the Lakers team right now. I don't know how many times I gotta say it. I think I'm telling you right now, Cam Reddish and Vando it's kind of crazy from what I'm about to say. I damn near think Cam Reddish, Vando, and Anthony Davis should all be first team all defensive team this year. If not one of them being on the second team, maybe Vando because he's only playing right now around 15 minutes and he missed like the first 20 games of the season, but he's playing now and you can see his impact on his team. You can see his impact on Anthony Davis. You can see his impact on LeBron James. You can see his touch on his game. Every game that Vando has played in, you can see his imprint on the game. Deflections, steals, deterring passes, blocks, rebounds, offensive rebounds, attacking the basket. He's able to pass and transition now. Like, his game is great. And I'm telling you, I know LeBron James love Vando on the court, but I'm telling you right now, Anthony Davis loves that Vanderbilt is on his team. He loves it because them two playing off each other and both of them can switch, both of them can guard from point guards all the way down to centers. Vando guarding everybody last night. He's guarding Haliburton. Haliburton seeing so many different looks on him last night. I mean, they were strapping him up. He hit some late shots that probably gave him a couple points when the game was kind of out of hand. But when I tell you, bro, I ain't going to say he looked rattled, but it looked like this was the first time, like, oh, shit, I ain't never seen nothing like this. He was like, he really was looking like out there like, bro, I ain't seen this yet. Boston ain't got this. Milwaukee ain't got this. Cam Reddish on him. They take Cam Reddish off of him. He come out. And they called a couple bullshit-ass defensive fouls on Cam Reddish when he was just locking up. They called like three of them. It was really, really, really bad calls. Cam Reddish was really out there locking up. Cam go out. Now Vando come in and guard you. And then you pick and roll on Vando. And then Christie on you. And then Anthony Davis on you. And then, like, you just throwing bodies at you. And then I ain't even said LeBron James' name yet. LeBron on you. He's able to get in your face, stop you from doing this, stop you from doing that. Like, Tyrese Haliburton, I'm not even going to say he's seen a lot of looks. Like, it wasn't a lot of playoff different defensive schemes thrown at him. Yeah, they probably blitzed him coming off the pick and roll. They wasn't in drop coverage. They not about to see him let them come off of the pick and roll and be able to attack the bigs. No, we was in your face right now making you get the ball out of your hands. And yesterday he looked human. Haliburton had three turnovers yesterday that led out to transition points. And that was great. I mean, the last two games he had, the game before this game, the last two games he had 28 assists with zero turnovers. So he had two straight games of double-digit assists with no turnovers. In this game, he had 11 assists and he had three turnovers. But the effort, the hands, the tenacity, the grind, the grit that we showed Tyrese Haliburton, he's going to get better from that. He's going to get better from that because I don't know if he's going to be guarded like that again. Maybe if it's from the Clippers, if Kawhi and Paul George really like tap into that defensive bag that they can go into, but who knows? We just threw so many looks at him. This offense, we stopped this offense a lot. Toppin had 13 points. Buddy Hield only had 8 points. He was 2 for 9 from the 3-point line. Miles Turner. Anthony Davis, man, Anthony Davis destroyed Miles Turner. Destroyed him the entire game. Bruce Brown, D-Lo got at him. I know they had a little spat going on. You know Bruce Brown was talking all that trash last year in the playoffs. You know, because he had Joker on his team and he had Jamal Murray and ain't nobody really worrying about him. He's shooting wide open threes, so he hype. But what he doing now? He played 19 minutes, had 4 points. 2 for 9 from the field, 0 for 2 from the 3-point line. It's a little different now, huh, Bruce? I like Bruce, though. I think Bruce is a good player. I definitely think Bruce is a good player. But it's a little different when you on the scouting report, huh? That's funny. The Pacers bench, man. Ben Mathurin, if I'm saying his last name right, I think. I don't know. But he nice. 20 points, 5 for 11 from the field, 9 for 9 from the free throw line. He played well. He made some shots. He got to the free throw line, had some and ones, attacked the basket. That's one thing he was attacking the basket. Neesmith, I like him. He had 5 fouls, but shit, that's what you're gonna have when you guarding LeBron. But he played hard, bro. He played tough basketball. He played aggressive basketball, and I like that. I think that's good for the NBA. I think he's one of those guys that can go and compete, you know, on a starting team that's a good team and be a starter potentially. Or even if he's not a starter, he played effective yesterday. He played 26 minutes. He played more minutes than 2 starters yesterday. So, great job from him for sure. For sure. I don't know this Jackson dude, the backup center. He came in. He was playing really well. 10 points, 5 rebounds. He made some early half plays where he was doing his thing. So, the Pacers team look good, man. They're young. They flashy. They fast-paced team. They can score the ball. They missing the all-star wing, though. They missing the all-star wing. They have to find that. I hope they do find that sooner than later. I'm not going to throw no more names out there. I kind of threw names out there before, so I ain't going to throw no names out there now. Nah. But Pacers are a good team, but the Lakers are a great team. Man, Torian Prince, 6 points. He made some shots. He was a +4 from the field. That's pretty good. He had 1 turnover. That's cool. He's getting better though. He knocked down a clutch 3 at the end of the game. We needed that 3-pointer he knocked down. D'Lo had 13 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists. He was 6-for-15 from the field, 0-for-3 from the field. If you didn't watch that, you'd be like, "Damn, D'Lo, what you doing, man? We need a little bit more." But I'm gonna tell you like this. D'Lo looks good. Running the offense. D'Lo played good yesterday. D'Lo made sure he got AD the ball. Like, I'm telling you, he made sure he got Anthony Davis the ball. Like, pick and rolls, just post play on the elbow, on the, in the post by the wing, by the baseline. He made sure he got Anthony Davis the ball. And I love that. And he made some mid-range shot. I seen a motherfucker make a right-handed layup yesterday. I have never even seen D'Angelo Russell attempt a right-handed layup. I'm telling you, like, real talk, bro. I've never seen this dude attempt a right-hand layup. Even when he wrote, when he going to the right and he dribbling to the right, I still don't never see him. He always usually go up with his left. But he made, like, a reverse left-handed layup. I mean, right-handed layup under the rim yesterday. And I was like, oh, yeah, he on. He locked in. So I like this D'Lo. I like this D'Lo, man. He played really well yesterday. Even though the numbers probably don't jump out the gym. But 7 assists, that means shit. You was getting guys the ball. They were scoring. So you were counted for at least, you know, over 23 points. If those other ones wasn't threes. But great, great, great way to manage the offense. And score in moments where you need to score in. When the offense is a little stagnant. Maybe LeBron's off the court. Maybe AD is off the court. Reed's off the court. It's time for you to go and get a bucket. It's time for you to, you know, go score for score with the other team. And he was able to do that. So I like what he did. Cam Reddish balled out. Hit a clutch 3 at the end of the game. Clutch 3 at the end of the game. He hit the 3 to make it go up 105-99. Corner pocket. Stepped right into it. Knew he wanted to shoot it. He's going to be wide open taking these shots. And that's what we need. We need D'Lo to make them little corner 3-pointer shots. Make some threes. Cut to the basket. Slash through the basket. And play lockdown defense like he's been doing all year. And I tip Tom Thibodeau for the New York Knicks had him on the bench. Tom Thibodeau had this Cam Reddish we're seeing right now on the bench. That's why I say, bro, sometimes coaching matters. Sometimes environment matters. Sometimes the players that you play with matter. You feel me? The Knicks, I'm not going to say they wasn't a winning organization, but sometimes, man, some coaches, you know, they have their mind made up on what they're going to do. And some coaches can bring out a different side of you. Some players can bring out a different side of you. Some players and coaches can pump in confidence into you. And this is what we're seeing right now. Another project guy. Another guy that people probably thought wasn't, you know, wasn't nobody signing him. Nobody signed him. Remember just like Malik Monk last year or the year before last? Remember? Remember Austin Reeves? Nobody signed him. Nobody drafted him. Remember Caruso? Remember those guys? Remember Dennis Schroeder? Dennis Schroeder just got a bag. Remember Dennis was out of the league before the Lakers signed him back in 2012. Was it 21? He was out of the league. And now he came back, he getting a bag, and he balling out over there with the Raptors. You know why? Because of LeBron James, man. LeBron James, he kind of makes you step up. He makes you rise your game. If you can't, then you're probably not going to be there. But if you are a guy that want to be challenged and you know, want to be led and want to play hard and want to play winning basketball, committed basketball, purposeful basketball on a LeBron James team, because that comes with pressure. Y'all know that. Playing with any great come with pressure. Playing with Tom Brady came with pressure. Playing with Peyton Manning came with a certain level of pressure. You feel me? Playing with any of the greats come with a pressure, bro. It comes with that. So you either going to sink or you going to fold. I mean, you either going to rise or you going to sink. And Cam Reddish is rising, bro. Keep it up, my dog. LeBron James with 24 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 10 for 21 from the field, 2 steals. I don't like the 6 turnovers, though, but that's LeBron. He going to be all right. He going to be all right. But he played a dominant game yesterday. He played a dominant game, slashing to the basket. He got in the post, did his thing in the post. He can't be checked one-on-one. There's not one time in his career where he was able to be checked one-on-one. Not one time. Not by the Bad Boys Pistons. He didn't need no Jordan rules. Hey, man, I need y'all to tell them to stop doing this. And you know, he don't need to go to the commissioner and say none of that shit. Brian don't need to, he didn't need to do none of that. They couldn't stop him from the first time he walked into the league. He was dropping 50 as a rookie. And the league knew, oh, shit. Oh, my God. We ain't never seen nothing like this. We ain't never seen a Bill Russell type guy that can dribble and run a 4-2 in a 40 and jump out of the gym. And mental capacity is as high level as he was. They ain't never seen nothing like it. And he's still doing it in the year 21. He the greatest. He dominated this game. Led us on offense. Led the charge on offense. And did his thing. Last but not least, man. Let's clap it up for Anthony Davis, bro. Like, let's be real with Anthony Davis. Like, let's not play with Anthony Davis, bro. Like, this was a great fucking game from Anthony Davis. He played 40 minutes. He played all 12 minutes in the first quarter. He played 6 minutes in the second quarter. He played 10 minutes in the third quarter. And he played 11 minutes in the fourth quarter. Anthony Davis had 41 points, 20 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 blocks. He had 5 offensive rebounds. He even had some rebounds where, like, they was fouling him because loose ball fouls because he was trying to get the rebound and they was fouling him because they wasn't trying to let him get the rebound. So his impact on the glass last night, his impact in the paint on the glass, his whole touch on the game, like, he dominated this game from start to finish. Anthony Davis, he came out in the first quarter, he had 13 points and 8 rebounds and 1 assist. Yeah, I said that right. He was 6-for-9 from the field. He had 13 points and 8 rebounds in the first quarter. Second quarter, he had 4 points and 3 rebounds. Third quarter, he had 10 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists and 1 block. Fourth quarter, he had 14 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 assist. This dude was dominating, bruh. Dominating the whole night. Dominating Miles Turner. Dominating the backup center. Dominating any of them. Dominating anybody, bro. Anybody that played with him. He dominated. And you can tell his aggression level was up early. But one thing I loved about Anthony Davis last night, or about this team last night, is that even though he was hot, sometimes he kind of cooled down in the second half. You know, like he'd come out with a fire start and maybe he get a little tired. Maybe the offense starts to, you know, navigate away from him. But D-Lo made sure he got him the ball. D-Lo made sure on pick and rolls or just matchup problems in the paint. You too small. You can't guard me. I got you sealed. Throw the ball. Or I'm just, hey, let me just get the ball on the elbow real quick and let me cook. Y'all go on the other side. Let me cook over here. They made sure that he got the ball yesterday. And it kept him engaged. Like, you can just tell, like, he wasn't thinking about the moves yesterday. The shit he was doing, it was just like, It wasn't like, all right, I already got it scripted. I'm about to do this right now. It was that I'm going to feel where you at, and I'm going to go at you off of where I feel, off of what I feel. This is not my pre-scripted move. Like, sometimes you'll see Anthony Davis, and it'll look like he, like, pre-scripting his moves. Like, all right, I'm thinking in his head, I'm about to do this and do that. No matter what this guy do, I'm going to do this and do that. But yesterday, I seen him making the reactive moves. Like, okay, he playing this side. I'm going to fake this side, go this side away. I'm going to go, act like I'm going to go up. I'm going to go into his body, make the layup. Like, this was Anthony Davis' best game this year. And AD have had good games this year. AD has had the 32, 15 rebounded games, 4 blocks, 3 steals. Like, he didn't have the dominant games on both sides of the court. But this game right here was a real dominant MVP-type performance right now. Like, if you heard LeBron James in the post-game talking to Malika, he was saying that this was a Shaq-like performance. And if you watch the game, bro, I think it was damn near like a Shaq-like performance. Now, I'm not asking for this Anthony Davis all the time, bro. I'm not asking for it. I'm asking to get to the finals and to win the finals. That's what I'm asking. But I'm asking for, like, just be the Anthony Davis you've been all year. And then he ended up, I think he had kind of got hurt or I don't know if he got hit in his balls or something, or he got hit in, he got like a little grunt, something in like the third quarter. And he went out for like a minute, and then he came back in. And I was like, man, that's tough right there. Like, we don't commend that, because if he had left out and went to the locker room, everybody would have been, man, he's soft, he didn't see that. And da da da, see, always dress, or whatever they say, street clothes, Anthony Davis. And it's like, bro, he literally came back and played 15 more minutes after that and dominated. And that was in the third quarter. I just told y'all in the fourth quarter, he played 11 minutes and he had 14 points. Anthony Davis is playing at a, he's definitely going to be an all-star starter this year. He's playing at a very high level this year. A very high level. I love what I'm seeing from him. I love his look on the court, his grit, his grind. This Lakers team is the team to beat. I'm going to be honest with y'all. And, like, we still ain't even fully loaded yet. We still waiting on Gabe Vincent to get back and find his way within his team. You already see the impact that Vando got on the team when he came back. You see Rui back. You know, he be on and off, but he back. You feel me? You see Reeves lighting it up. He finding that. He finding his way. He finding his role. He's dominating his role. You see Christie getting minutes. He making some things happen. He's defending. He's making his mid-range shots. He's shooting his threes. He's playing well to be a young guy right now. You see Justin Hayes playing well too. He's changing his defensive ability, changing, altering shots, blocking shots, offensive rebounds, pick and rolls, catching oops, all of that. He's doing the thing too. Like, this Lakers team is loaded. As long as we're able to stay healthy, that's one thing I'm seeing this year, bro. LeBron James looks healthy, bro. Like, he looks like a totally different LeBron James than he looked versus the Nuggets. And y'all can't tell me he don't. This what we're looking at right now, he is healthy, bro. He is healthy, and he looks healthy. He looks springy. He's cutting. He's moving really, really, really well. He's moving like he looked when he first got to the Lakers. When he first got to the Lakers, this is how he looked right now. And this dude about to turn 39. Anthony Davis looks healthy. He's playing healthy. So as long as those guys are right, and maybe they miss a game here and there, maybe, hopefully they don't miss, like, okay, he got this. He's out for a month. So I don't want none of that. We gotta be. We got depth. Guys don't gotta play 40, 50 minutes, 38 and 39 minutes a night. We're getting back healthy. Our defense is there, so it ain't gonna, the score shouldn't come down to the last possessions all the time in the regular season. The Lakers are looking really good right now. Are looking really, really good right now. Their next 5 games is versus, they play the Mavericks. They play the Mavericks on Tuesday in Dallas. I don't know if Kyrie's going to play that game. Kyrie got hurt a couple days ago. We should see if he's going to be ready. But if not, if Kyrie don't play, I don't think AD should play. I think AD should sit down on Tuesday. Let it be the LeBron versus Luka show. And we go in there and get the W on them because we got bodies to throw at Luka. And Christian Wood can start because that's where he was last year. And obviously there was some issues going on between him and the coaches and the players and the locker room and all of that. So I'm sure he want to go back into there and, you know, make some things happen. So I would sit AD down for the Tuesday game. Then they play the Spurs on Wednesday. Then they play the Spurs again on Friday. Then they play the Knicks at home on Monday. Then they play the Bulls in Chicago. So the next five games, they should win all five of them. But you know how stuff be. They should win all five of them, though. They should beat the Mavericks. They should beat the Spurs twice. They should beat the Knicks. And they should beat the Bulls. So that's the next five games. We're going to see how they turn out. Great in-season tournament championship game, man. The first one, Brown won the MVP, of course. Because it wasn't just the MVP of yesterday's game. It was the MVP of the whole in-season tournament games. Great performance. Great game. Great adjustment. Great addition to the NBA. Great. I'm sure a lot of people liked it. I'm sure fans liked it. And I'm sure players next year are going to, you know, be ready for it more because they kind of get a picture of what it looks like now. And they're going to play. They're going to play for it. They're going to want to win. Like, they ain't going to take that shit lightly. They're not going to take the play-in tournament lightly at all. It's just something to win. Like, you playing the game. You winning $500,000. And you players never had a chance to win an extra $500,000 in December. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, no, players ain't got the chance. They ain't have a chance to do that. But now they do. So, that's just an additional $500,000. I'm not turning that down if I'm anybody. $500,000. So, great game, man. Lakers look dominant. Pacers look like a young and upcoming team. They look good. Tyrese Halliburton is preferably the top 3-point guard in the league right now, if not number one. He's doing his thing. LeBron James is showing that he's the top 5 player in the league right now, still to this day. Anthony Davis is showing that he's the top 10 player in this league right now and that he's here to stay. He's been balling this year. He's been playing well. And Lakers going to keep getting healthy, man. We on that. So that's all I got for y'all today, man. Y'all enjoy yourself, man. Y'all drink some water. We got the football games today. Obviously, it's Sunday, NFL Sunday. Got the football games today. Go on my Twitter page. Go on to speak on the Twitter page. I already got my picks on there. We live, man. We on that. So y'all be easy, man. Speak on the podcast. Lip out.